All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Taney County Board of Adjustment meeting, Wednesday, August 21st, 2024. It's 6 p.m., and we'll begin tonight with a call order. Can we get an establishment of quorum, please?
Yes. Trent Edwards.
Here.
David Hurd. Rick Caudell. Corey Roebuck.
Here.
Rick Persinger.
Here.
All right.
You have a quorum.
All right. Thank you very much. Could you also give us the explanation of the public hearing procedures, presentation of exhibits, and the governing statutes, please?
Sure. It is 6:02, and welcome to the August 21st, 2024 Board of Adjustment meeting and public hearing. The hearing process is governed by the Missouri Revised Statutes, Taney County Zoning Regulations, and the Board of Adjustment Bylaws. Public hearings are held for each variance or appeal request filed with the Planning Department. So the exhibits will be Exhibit A, Taney County Zoning Regulation and Zoning Map. Exhibit B, Staff Report for each case. Exhibit C, Staff File with all information from the Taney County Planning Commission and Board of Adjustment. Exhibit D, Taney County Board of Adjustment Bylaws. Exhibit E, meeting audio files for all cases. Okay, so the hearing procedures will be: one, a staff report will be read for each application, followed by questions for the staff. Two, if you wish to comment on any application, please complete a sign-up sheet at the front of the room with Amber and Presley. Three, anyone wishing to speak must be sworn in and provide sworn testimony. Four, present the completed sign-up sheet before addressing the board and state your name before commenting. Five, all comments and questions should be directed to the board and not to the audience. Six, speakers who are not a part of the case are limited to 5 minutes of time unless granted by you to go longer. That's it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay, for our review and action, board, have you had an opportunity to look at the June 19th meeting minutes? And if so, do we have any comments or motions on that?
I've reviewed them and would move to approve them in the current form.
Okay.
I was not here, so I'll abstain from all.
Okay. I'll go ahead and second it then. Wait. Actually, we don't have a quorum on it, do we?
Yeah.
So.
I would move to postpone the approval of minutes until our next meeting because we only had two people present and therefore don't have a quorum to, or we won't have a majority.
We don't have a vote by three. Okay.
Yep.
We can do that. We'll
yep. I would move to postpone it to the next meeting for approval.
Perfect. All right. So let's go ahead and swear.
You want to read your governing statutes.
What's that?
You want to read your governing statutes?
Yeah, and see what we do, and we don't have a...
No. The governing statutes.
Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
I requested that earlier. Did we not get that in?
We didn't get it.
Oh, let's go back to that.
Okay. The Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers and it shall be its duty to hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of Taney County zoning regulations, to hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulation adopted by the County Commission. Number three, where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of the regulation adopted under sections 64.845 to 64.880 would result in a peculiar and exceptional difficulty to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege, to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulty or hardship, provided the relief can be granted without substantial determination to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, integrity of the zone plan as embodied in our zoning regulations and maps.
All right. Thank you very much. All right, so before we begin tonight's variance, let's go ahead and, if you plan to speak tonight, we go ahead and swear everybody in. Raise your right hand. Okay. All right. Do you promise to tell the truth to your best ability tonight?
I do.
All right, thanks. Okay. All right, well, we're going to begin tonight. Let's go with 2024-009V with Thomas Becker.
Okay. All right. Okay. Tonight's case being heard is a variance for front and side setbacks of property lines. The subject property is located at 111 Black Bear Way, Hollister, Missouri. Thomas A. Becker is requesting a variance from Section 010.020 of the Taney County Zoning Regulation, which pertains to R1 density and dimensional standards. He specifically is seeking a front property line setback of 22 feet, which is 3 feet less than the required minimum 25, and a zero lot line side property setback, which is 7 feet from the 7-foot, so completely removing it on the side. This variance would allow him to place a carport 22 feet from the front property line and directly on the west side of his property line. According to Section 010.020 of the Taney County Zoning Regulation, the required setbacks are 25 feet from the front property line and 7 from the side. So let me start the little presentation here for you guys. Okay, so what we're deciding here tonight, if the Taney County Board of Adjustment approves variance request 2024-009V, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by you. Approval of a front setback to 22 feet and a side setback of 0 feet, allowing for the construction of a carport. This would allow the carport to be 22 feet from the front and 0 from the side of the property. All residential building permits will be required for construction to begin, and also compliance with all Taney County zoning regulations. Okay, so to give you an idea of where it is, Hollister is over here, if you can see my pointer. This is old Highway 165, used to be a MoDOT road, and if you go all the way over here, you got the lookout. So as you go down this way, just take a left, and we're looking at this property right here, and that is the, what's the name of that subdivision?
Pinewoods Village.
Yep.
Pinewoods Village. Yeah. So a little closer look. You can see it right here. So he's on the corner of Black Bear Way and Valley Stream Circle right here. This picture here is a little off on the property lines. The actual property line kind of runs right along this retaining wall right here. So that's why he's one of the reasons he's asking for this variance.
You can see that one picture.
You want to go back?
Yeah. You got to see that deck on that one side, which is your east. Mm-hmm. There was a variance approved for that deck. Okay. So
in 2020, I think.
Yeah, so. And it should have been in your packet.
Okay. About the shed in the back, is that non-conforming?
For sure it was.
I think so. Yep.
Old. We don't have no history with it. So
sorry.
That's all right. So you can see the line is actually on that skew I was talking to you about. Here's the proposed carport beside his home. Here's the size of the carport. It's 11 feet wide by roughly 22 feet long. Here's some pictures that myself and Scott took out on property. Kind of gives you an idea of where water is flowing from the house above him. This is his house. This is where he's wanting to place the carport. Right there. Another picture of the shed behind it, where the water's flowing. Notice it on the back side here, too. This is from the shed looking out towards the street. So the carport would be right here. This is the wall I was referring to that's on a skew a little bit. And that's it.
Okay.
So if Mr. Styron would like to come up and speak on behalf of Mr. Becker.
Mr. Becker may want to speak also. As you can see, there is no place to have any covered parking. And on the front, the right-of-way line of the street is all the way up here.
Hey, Harry. Just for record, can you state your name in there so I have it on record?
Sure. I'm Harry Styron, attorney appearing for Thomas Becker.
Thank you.
Mr. Becker bought this house early this year and hasn't made any changes. The easement or the variance for the deck was happened before his ownership, and he didn't place the shed. But he's in a situation where, because of the width of that front street, the right-of-way of the street goes well up into about 8 feet from the house, so there's no place to build covered parking there. And so the only place he can have a shelter over his car is between that retaining wall and the wall of his house. It's 10.9 feet wide, so it's just barely big enough to get in there. And the retaining wall is probably about 5 feet high at that point. In the photograph where you see, so it would be a shed roof that comes over here with posts that come down on either on top or attached to the wall. This wall sits on the property line. So the level of his car would be about here, and the roof would be up there. And just extending the roof away requires that 3-foot front variance, extend this concrete out here so we can drive in. So that's the situation, and it's not a complicated situation. He cannot put a canopy on the front of his house without another variance.
And just to be clear, you said this would be basically a permanently attached extension of the roof that runs to the railroad ties.
Yeah, there would be some posts coming up that are either on or flush against the railroad ties.
What is the thoughts as far as the rain runoff at that point?
It will have a gutter system. I believe the design.
I can go ahead and speak.
Yeah. Go ahead.
The plan would be to run the gutter downspout under, with the concrete covering the line going from the downspout to the drainage hole that is not really showing them.
Yeah,
it's farther
right
on towards the street there.
There would be no water running off onto the Armstrong's property adjacent. There'd be a downspout, and it would be under the pavement and daylight.